Satnam, everybody, and greetings and happy Thanksgiving and happy Un-Turkey Day. Be grateful that we're all vegetarians and think of all the turkey lives we've saved. So that's a good thing to be grateful for. Yeah, so our beautiful, beloved master teacher, Yogi Bhajan, came in and he said he's happy we've been working with Guru Gobind Singh's energy. And last week we worked with Jai Taegung. It's about cutting through the sword of truth, the master. And we know that Guru Gobind Singh didn't have an easy time coming back onto the planet. So I know Yogi Bhajan used to, when we were doing tantric or something, and had our arms straight out parallel to the ground, like we were on a cross or something. I remember him saying, "If you think this is hard, think of Jesus on the cross." So I guess right now what he's telling us, if you think this is hard, think of Guru Gobind Singh and all the battles he went through and that he came back to the planet. So he's thanking us for our pure hearts to return to the planet and help the mother through this great time of trial and tribulation at the end of a cycle and the beginning of a new cycle. Yay, the Aquarian Age. So we'll talk a little bit about the cycle we're in, and then we'll call on Guru Gobind Singh to help us make it through this next period of time, leading the planet on our wild horses. Yay! So here we are, November 25th, 2014. It is a 7 day. So 7 is an energy day, an aura day, a spiritual day. So I hope your meditations are going well today, bringing a lot of light, a lot of heavenly light onto the planet today. So we'll let the Yogi Bhajan saying, let the heavens open up and shower everybody with blessings that's been working so hard. So we've got a divine moment of grace here. So insert into the divine grace bubble something that you most would feel that you'd like. Health, happiness, beautiful energies, resolving of any difficulties. And he's saying that he will put our prayers on his altar specifically for us. So thank you, sir. Divine guidance is on its way. So here we are, moving from the depths of Scorpio into Sagittarius vision. We just had the new moon in Sag. Anybody see that beautiful moon, crescent moon? So beautiful. So Sagittarius is the vision. It's the fire element. So coming out of the watery depths, we move into the fire of creating new visions, creating new energies, creating new frequencies. So we are in the time of the visionary, the time of the gurus, the time of bringing through the new world, bringing through something different. There we go, something different from the planet. We have Mercury. We talked about Mercury, the mind. And today, it's joining with Saturn. So we're using our mental energy to ground onto the planet, onto the mother, what we want with that sword of truth. And we have Venus on the edge of Scorpio, now moving into Sagittarius. Yeah, the fire energy, the Eros moving through. And we've still got that square with between Jupiter and Black Moon Lilith, which is the dark night of the feminine. the feminine energies, the power, the depth, the inner workings of the mother, the earth, Gaia, the crystalline frequencies that are hidden deep in the caves, deep in the planet. So the Jupiter's expansion, it's bursting open. The depths of the mother, the belly of the mother, she's birthing new frequencies onto the planet, new visions, Black Moon Lilith, that's happening in Leo, so another fire sign. So we've got Sagittarius and Leo, so it's the fiery energy of giving birth to something new, and it's burning, it's the karma burn, so get ready. So that's what we're seeing happening on the planet right now and what we've been talking about, that we're all feeling. that there's plenty of karma coming to the surface of the mother to be burned. So there are instructions are to hold the sword of truth, the light of the sword of truth, so that truth can come through as karma burns on the planet. And we have seen some riots yesterday, things burning. But we're holding the light that the truth comes through. Yay. So we're coming out of this underworld of Scorpio into the Phoenix rising from the ashes, into the Sagittarius, into the new vision, into the new dream. So we've had a time of deep thinking and deep reflecting with this Mercury, the mind, and the Sun, and the Saturn. It couldn't be any deeper. So it's a time to really think about what we're doing, who we're aligning ourselves with, what's next. So we've got really strong mental energy connected with the most innermost chambers of the mother. So it's like really deep thinking about what is it that the Divine Feminine wants to bring through onto the planet, and most importantly, how can we allow that to be birthed through us amidst the chaos of the karma burn that we see going on the planet right now? We've got November, the numerology for November. November is an 11, so we've got 11 karma. So 1 plus 1, walking with spirit. So with the karma that we're burning in this month of November is that which is not aligned with spirit, with the love, with the higher truth, with the compassion, with the beauty, with the higher frequencies. It's what's coming up to be burned. So that's why it seems really heavy, our different individual experiences. And we look at the planetary things, like I said, the riots that were happening last night, the businesses that were being burned in Missouri. So it's the karma, that which is not of spirit is coming up to be burned, that which is not walking with spirit, that which is not walking in truth. So we have, this is the drama that we have being acted out right now, and we, the light workers, with the sword of truth, come through and hold the light up and say, okay, there is a better way. There are those that are guiding a better way, a way to reach light. But then there's those who just need to burn their karma. So this is, as I said, this is the time of the great burn. It's the time of really emotional intensity and a lot of depth. So whatever's happening to you, you're going to feel very deeply, deeply affected by it. It could be a betrayal. It could be by somebody doing something good for you, that deep gratitude. So it's really with the, again, the 1 plus 1, the 2 1s. It's moving from duality to polarity, to being in alignment, to being in the flow, to being in the Sahaj, the flow with spirit, the flow with the divine. We're moving out of feeling really, really, really compressed. So we're decompressing. We're decompressing the karmic patterns that have kept us, kept the world, kept the earth in the deep darkness. So we're in the dark night of the year, the dark night of the soul. Then we start moving into the flaming Sagittarius, and then we start the year over again. So we're moving right along. So we've got this beautiful energy, and the positive polarity of 11 is devotion and divine alignment. So we're moving from chaos and unhealed emotional patterns to the positive polarity, devotion and divine alignment, from emotion to devotion. And that's what we are working with a lot in yoga, how to move that frequency up from the crystalline center of the mother up into our hearts and up into our third eyes and up into our crown chakras, so we can feel the connection with the infinite, remembering that infinity has no time and space. So in other words, infinity has no fixed reference point. So people that are fixated on duality or revenge or whatever it is, having to do thinking things have to be a certain way, are not able to be fluid. So this is really a time to feel that infinite connection and feel how we could be really fluid, and we can be shown where the divine flow is. And that will help us as our phoenix rising from the ashes. So there's a little bit of the astrology and the numerology of November. And again, working with Guru Gobind Singh's energy. So there's lots of stories about Guru Gobind Singh, and we talked about him coming out of his deep enlightened meditation at Hemkot Sab at 15,000 feet in the Himalayas, where it's difficult to stay even for 20 minutes was the allotted time we were told we could stay at the top of the mountain. But he spent a lifetime meditating there as a yogi. And then he was asked by, what do we call it, spirit, God, prime creator, different words, to come back and fight the battle for the light of truth. And his life really was about really one battle, and I'm not talking about emotional battle. His was one physical battle after the other. He had four sons, and although the four sons were killed in battle, two of the younger sons were actually killed because they were captured by the emperor, the evil emperor of the time, the Mughal emperor, and they were being forced to convert to Islam, and they were like 9 and 11, very young, something like that, or 9 and 10, very young, and they were told if they convert to Islam, they can live in the court of the emperor and live as royalty, but they have to convert to Islam, they have to give up Sikhism, the faith of their father, or they would be bricked alive. In other words, they would be enclosed by, it sounds like a little Edgar Allan Poe-ish, they'd be enclosed in a brick enclosure. So they were martyred. These brave young beings did not give in. And so the two youngest of Guru Gobind Singh's sons were sacrificed in that way, and the two older ones were lost in a battle. So Guru Gobind Singh's life was filled with literally battling the Mughals, the emperor, and during the time that he came back and taught people to fight, then he also gave the power to the Khalsa, to those that would receive the light of truth and purity. So we are here battling for the truth with our light. And one of the little stories about Guru Gobind Singh is that there was a beggar, a poor man who didn't know anything, and he came to the court of Guru Gobind Singh, and he said, you know, sir, I need help. I'm illiterate. I don't know what to do. I have no money. And the guru said to him, you're blessed that you are detached from the world. but he said, you can't get enlightened or knowledge or know what to do without an education. So he says, once you get educated, once you learn about things. So he gave this beggar to one of his soldier saints, one of his people in the court, and said, you know, teach him, educate him, teach him to read. Whoops, oh gosh. Sorry. Teach him to read. And so the tutor, the scholar, taught him how to pronounce one line of a prayer in the Sri Guru Granth Sahib, the Anand Sahib prayer. And it's Anand Binaya Meri Maya Satguru Maypaya. So if you've ever been to the Sikh Gurdwaras, they say Anand Sahib at the end of the, when they get done singing, before they take the hukam or the reading from the Sri Guru Granth Sahib. So the scholar taught him this one line from the prayer of Anand Sahib, and it means, heavenly pleasure has occurred, and oh my mother, for I have found my true guru. So this beautiful Sadiq recited this line with love and went on reciting it over and over and over. And he would occasionally show up at the Lunger in the court of Guru Gobind Singh or just wander around reciting this one line. And finally, after about 6 months, the Guru said to the tutor, the Granthi, which means the person in charge of the Gurdwara, what happened? Did that Sikh learn anything? And the Granthi said, he didn't return after learning only one line. And so the Guru Gobind Singh called for him and said, you were sent to learn. And the Sikh said, he said, Guruji, one line is enough. When the true Guru has been found, Anand is gotten bliss. So he's saying, without getting the Anand, what's the purpose of more reciting? And so the Guru smiled and said, you are Nihal, or you are liberated into bliss. Your cycle of birth and death has been curtailed. So that is a very inspiring story about Guru Gobind Singh, that just by reciting one line from the Guru, you can be liberated and not be bound in time and space. So with the two wands, the 11, this is the month to feel that experience of being bound in 3D and to feel liberated into the court of the divine, or the court of Guru Gobind Singh. So that's what we've been working with at Guru Gobind Singh Energy, making it through the battleground of planet Earth. So here we are. So we've been practicing Zai Te Gong last week. And so what we'll do this week is we'll do a little more Zai Te Gong, and then we're going to move right into Triple Mantra, which is for breaking through obstacles. So you can sing along with this, or chant along with us as you like. And then we'll move into Triple Mantra.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm
Welcome back, everybody. Well, just hope you felt like you were on your horses galloping through any kind of difficulty that you might have into the land of freedom and grace. So be it, and so it is. Beautiful. Satnam. So would anybody like to share anything they're feeling or experiences or anything you're grateful for? We'll put it into the field of the infinite. We'll speak it into the field of the infinite that's being held for us right now with Yogi Bhajan and Guru Gobind Singh. A moment of divine grace. Beautiful. Go ahead.
Satnam, this is Sharon. I am so grateful to be connected to such wonderful light workers from all over this country and beyond, and I'm very grateful to work with everyone and just to feel the energy. It's totally beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you, Sharon. Well, I did it.
I did it.
Well, I'm grateful for everyone here that's here with us, that we're on this journey together, and we support each other and hold each other's hands, and for Yogi Bhaj and Guru Gobind Singh and all the light workers and teachers and gurus that have sacrificed for us so we could be here today just experiencing duality, polarity, and beyond. Why I get it. Thank you, everybody.
Bye, good one.
And thank you in this Thanksgiving holiday. I want to thank Mother Earth for giving us all these lessons and being the sacrifice for all the darkness and the lightness and the happiness, the abundance and the prosperity. I want to thank her from the bottom of my heart for everything that she gave us unlimited.
Beautiful. So be it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Go ahead. Also, for the frequency of miracles, the frequency of miracles.
The frequency of miracles, I like that. We'll hold the frequency of miracles so we can vibrate with the infinite and go beyond time and space to bring miracles on the planet greater than our imagination, greater than our expectation, with the help of the divine. Thank you. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Okay, so let's inhale together.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. May you be bountiful, beautiful, and blissful this Thanksgiving. Thank you, everyone. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Love you. Satnam. Love you. Satnam. Bye.
Bye-bye.